yesterday on that run where he got injured that he pretty much indicated he wouldn't do anything different. You know, his second down play looked like he maybe could have kept going out of bounds. What's your view on that?
If he got hurt, I wish he didn't do it. But, I mean, you can't decide that. Hindsight's 20/20, and, you know, it's our biggest game of the year. We're playing for the playoffs. It's at the end of the game, a two-minute drive. Robert, I think in a normal situation, hopefully he stays out of bounds. But he's doing everything he can to win the game there, and I definitely have no problem with that.
If Robert plays, how much are you going to have to work with him in terms of figuring out what he's comfortable doing physically?
I think that depends on how healthy he is. You know, I don't think I'll know that till Sunday. See what the percentage is and then have to decide then.
Would you put him out there in a situation where he can't run the stuff he normally does, zone read option and all that stuff?
I think that's a decision that, you know, every, you know, the powers to be will make. But, you know, if he can't protect himself, then there's no chance of him going out there.
Is there a percentage line that you have to cross on whether or not he's good to go with a certain number of plays?
What do you mean?
If he's 75% okay, if he has this much mobility, I can do this much. Do you have a game plan?
Yeah. I mean, Robert's capable of doing anything. He's not just a running quarterback. So if Robert's healthy enough to play the position and he can protect himself and it won't cause any harm to his knee, then, I mean, I want him out there, of course, and I know he wants to be out there. But I think it comes down to, is there a risk of him hurting himself more, and can he protect himself?
Is any part of you particularly surprised or impressed with what you've seen so far based on the replays and how gruesome that hit looked?
Yeah, you know, I don't know any of that during the game, and I saw it on, you know, SportsCenter when I got home late that night. And anytime you have that guy, Elodie, running at him, he's the biggest man to me alive. And, you know, it's kind of a freak thing. Robert can't really see him. It's pursuit chasing him from behind him. And the way he hit Robert and collided into his knee, you know, was pretty scary. But I always joke with Robert. I call him Gumby because he gets in some weird positions and his body seems to – I've thought he's hurt a number of times. And he gets back up, and that one was a little different. He didn't see the guy coming, and it just collided with his knee and hyperextended a bit. But I've been pretty impressed with how he's bounced back from it so far.
Did Wednesday, when you saw him out there moving around, though, were you amazed at all just based on what it looked like, kind of what you may have feared at first?
You know, I'll wait to see how he's moving on Sunday before I decide, because, you know, I haven't made any final decisions yet. You know, he's not going full speed out there, so you really never know how healthy he is till he's going full speed.
Kyle, one of the things that Mike said the other day was that with the way that you guys have installed the program for the quarterbacks, to have the two rookies learning alongside each other has been kind of a benefit for Kirk as well. How much do you think that that's kind of helped him in terms of getting used to the offense, because he's had Robert to bounce his ideas off of, or any other questions he might have?
I think it's a great situation. I think anytime you bring in two guys who are both highly touted in college, you know, there's a lot of attention to that. But when you deal with the guys, the type of people they both are, you know, they're both different, you know, in how they act, but they're so similar, and they're both their own person. They both are themselves no matter what the situation is. They don't change for anybody. They come to work every day. They're always the same. They're never too high, never too low. And when you got guys who are very competitive but really good people, smart people, and they really do push each other, and I think they bring the most out of each other.
Hey, Kyle, from your perspective, Kirk only threw a couple passes. What was different about what you saw out of him even from earlier this year against Atlanta?
Not much. I mean, he stepped into that Atlanta game and made some real good passes too. I mean, he had, I think, like a 70-yarder to touchdown to Pierre right away. I think his first throw was a 20-yard throw on a dagger versus Atlanta that we ended up having a drop on the play. But Kirk will come in and sling it around. He reads defenses and lets it go. You know, he hasn't had a lot of reps in practice or the NFL. So, you know, I think there's a few things in the Atlanta game as he kept doing it. I mean, he's going to let it go when he sees something, and he doesn't sit there and hesitate. But, you know, when that does happen, a couple times in the Atlanta game, he made a couple mistakes. I know he learned from them, and hopefully if he does get more reps this week, it'll be better.
Kyle, you said that Robert hasn't gone full go yet. Do you need to see him do that before Sunday?
You know, it's not really up to me, so, you know, I wait and see. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in Robert. Robert, you know, he tells the truth, and I think Robert will push himself. You know, Robert's not the type of guy who's just going to show up Sunday and give it a shot. I think he'll push himself during this week, so we all will be able to watch him and get an idea, you know, mainly from a medical standpoint. I think Robert's going to be able to show us that he can move well. It's more, is his knee stable enough, and can he protect himself in there, and is there a risk of a further injury?
To put him at less risk, do you lose anything as an offense?
You lose the read option, you know, but yeah, you know, but
you still feel strongly about what's left then?
Yeah, I do. I mean, there's been games where we've only done it a few times in the game. Some games we've done it more, but I think we average I don't know if this is exact, but I think we average about 9 of them a game. And, you know, that's not even a third of your offense. So, you know, but just the threat of it does help. And hopefully if he's healthy enough to play, then you're healthy enough to have the threat of the speed option also.
Obviously, Kirk isn't a runner like Robert is, but he had mentioned yesterday that watching Robert, he can pick up a lot of the parts of his game. Does that help you maybe not having to change that much of the offense, maybe not so much of the zone read stuff, but not change a lot if it's Kirk instead of Robert?
Yeah, I mean, there's no difference really in our offense this year compared to last year except for the zone reads and stuff. And when you add that in, it's a running play that, like I said, you do about 9 times a game at the most. The thing it does help is it brings some different protections to it and stuff, but concepts are concepts. And we run the same concepts for the quarterbacks, the receivers, distributing people the same way. It's more what run actions are you running in the game that you want to sell to pull the backers up and open receivers up. But you just change protections up. But as far as receivers and the quarterback and the reads and stuff, not much changes.
When you are facing the possibility of playing an inexperienced quarterback, how does it feel to have Alfred there and know some of the things that he's been able to do on his own?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, Alfred's been huge for us all year. I think he's one of the main keys to our success. I mean, anytime you have a running back that you can feed the ball to, you know, it makes it a lot easier for a play caller to call runs on second and long and stuff like that, because, you know, with Alf, I mean, it doesn't have to be blocked perfect, and he still gets yards. And our O-line's done a great job getting on people, and they get him to 8 yards, and then he gets 15. And, you know, when we don't block it as well and we only block it for 1 yard, Alf always seems to get 4 yards. And when you got a running back that's like that, your confidence is just keep feeding into him. And when you can do that, it really, really helps the quarterback, because it slows down the pass rush. And if you don't slow down the pass rush in this league, they will get after whoever.
So it's a security blanket in a way for Kirk if he has to be in there?
Security blanket for everybody. Every quarterback wants a good runner, and I'm pretty excited about the one we have.
You guys have struggled a little bit at times this year on third down, but I think it was Trent Dilfer who said this is the best first and second down offense he's ever seen in the league. How important, I guess, despite some of the struggles on third down, is what you do on first and second down to set everything else up, either in a sequence or just to get to a third manageable?
Third down is the toughest down in football. I mean, there's just not the defense doesn't have to defend as much. You know, you try to mix it up and make the threat of a run and stuff, but really when it comes down to it, and they know you got to throw the ball, so you don't get as much of the misdirections and everything, get to use your whole offense. And I think we've done a very good job on first and second down, like you're saying, and third down's been our area that we've struggled in. Third down and penalties are what we got to get better at, and if we get better in those two areas, then I think the sky's the limit.
What's the biggest reason? First and second down,
though? Just everybody. I mean, all 11 of our guys play off each other. I mean, the receivers all have a role. They all do their role good. Our receivers are doing great, running and making plays after the catch. Our O-line is physical. They don't take any plays off. They're schematically good in that they don't have MAs. They get hats for hats. Our running back runs hard. We don't have any bad plays except when we get penalties. And I'd feel like when we're out there and when it comes to first and second down, and usually third down based off what happens with penalties, only we can stop ourselves.
Yesterday, RG3 said that he was pleased with how he's progressing each day. It looked like he's even progressed more today. Can you talk about whether he's shown more, you know, fluidity improvement today?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been with us much, but, you know, what he's doing out there, you know, he definitely looks healthier than he did after Sunday. And after Sunday, we were really worried about it, and he's surprised us each day. He's got a very talented body, obviously, and he's very gifted in that aspect, but he works at it as hard as anyone can. And when you work at it at rehab the same way you work at studying, the same way you work in the weight room, you're going to see improvement every day, no matter who you are. And he's working at it, so it's paying off, and hopefully he'll be good enough on Sunday.
What are the challenges for you putting together a game plan, unless you, of course, know who's going to play? What are the challenges for you, because they are kind of different styles?
It's a little bit of a challenge, just because I can't lock in, you know, as much as I usually do to exactly how the order and, you know, what I'm trying to attack. So I got to be a little bit more open-minded, because there's a few different directions you can go. But, I kind of put myself in check when I start to get a little frustrated with it, because I know it's probably a little more frustrating for them than it is for me. You know, they're dealing with the same deal. They got to prepare for two different quarterbacks. So do we. You put a lot of stuff in, seeing which direction you'll go. You see how they're going to play it, what their scheme is. And by this point in the year with their players and stuff, you know, there's not a lot of new learning. You run your concepts that you've been doing. Guys are ready to adjust. It's not too big of a deal. And you just really, it depends what you see on game day, and ready to adjust to what schemes they're doing.
Mike made it known to us. He thought this was one of Leonard's best games. He's really impressed with him. What do you think he did better this week than maybe in previous weeks? Why did he play so well?
Well, Hank's been blocking really well. You know, he's real good in his technique, and, you know, he's some of our long runs that, you know, Robert's gone down the sidelines. Hank's been on the outside really walling off his corners. And in the pass game, you know, he did a good job, had no drops. He's separated as good as anyone. He separates when we go to him, and I really liked Hank catching the ball with his hands and really trying to get up the field, making guys tackle and making them bringing it down. And, you know, I think what Pierre's brought to this offense has rubbed off on everybody. I mean, Pierre plays angry out there, and you guys can see it. I think everyone can. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's trying to go score, and I'm starting to see it rub off on the other guys.
Did you know right away you were going for the QB draw on the two-point conversion?
Yeah, I knew it for a while. You know, it was, yeah, I had a pretty good plan that we were going to go to it. And,
wouldn't matter who was in there?
It actually, it made it a little bit easier to call with Kirk in there, because I definitely knew they weren't going to be playing it. So it's a better call when they're not expecting it. You know, just it better be blocked up right, because he needs a pretty good look to get in there.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
All right, guys.